Okay, we're going to flip things around here. It's Richard Rawlings here, and I just wanted to give something back actually, because like you, maybe I watch all of Christopher's videos, and he's very generous. He goes around the country interviewing all the movers and shakers in the estate agency world, and we all benefit from that. And he doesn't get paid for it. I can assure he doesn't get paid for it. And I just wanted to give something back by actually a quick interview with Chris to give Chris the opportunity to share with us what he actually does and how he actually makes his own money as well. So, Chris, I just want to thank you for giving such a wonderful platform to the industry over the last few months and years now, probably. It's always fascinating stuff, and your questions are always very incisive, a little bit uncomfortable sometimes, and that's always great as well. But what sort of motivated you to do this in the first place, with that first video you did?
What happened was is Christmas 2017 into 2018, I went down to my shed, put my camera on and put my hat on, and did a couple of videos of what I thought was important. I was going through a bit of a bad time in work-wise, and I just felt I needed to get something out. I don't know why I wanted to do it, but I just felt it was the right thing to do. My business coach had been badgering me for ages to do videos, but like most people, putting it off, coming up with excuses. And they went down quite well. And then Stephen Brown, who is an estate agency trainer, he was coming to Grantham a couple of weeks later, and I took my mobile phone and a tripod and just interviewed him for 40 minutes. And again, it went down really well. And I enjoyed doing them. The funny thing is, though, is a lot of people think that's my main business is interviewing people, when in fact that's not.
Well, I was going to say, if you're not getting paid for it, I'm wondering what. So
well, it
what,
actually
what
cost
is.
me, it cost me,
Yeah.
you know,
Yes, indeed.
it cost me a good 1500 2000 pounds a month in editing fees
Right.
to get these
Right.
edited.
Okay. My goodness. Okay. So there must be some payback somewhere along the line. How do you? Well, firstly, tell us what you actually do, and then we'll see where the link between the two comes.
Something completely opposite. I'm a ghostwriter, creating content for estate agents, specifically about their local property market. So we're in Cheltenham at the moment. So if I was working with a Cheltenham agent, I would write about the Cheltenham property market, specifically with Cheltenham stats and Cheltenham graphs. A bit like a freelance Savills research department, but for independent agents, because my intuition tells me Cheltenham homeowners are interested in the Cheltenham property market, what's happening to prices, rents, and yields.
Okay. And that's interesting, because we do a similar thing with
Yes.
this, because I do content, but I don't cover specific market sector stuff. Mine is more challenging promotional stuff for agents to that's quite meaningful as well. So the two run. We've got some clients who use us both,
Very much
actually.
so, and actually they work quite well together, because well, they just work well
No,
together.
indeed. No, that's great. So you when you do your video interviews, I don't often hear you overtly promoting your business. Are you relying solely then just on brand awareness, so that when you do market to agents with your services, you'll be more familiar to them?
I'm a big fan of content marketing, of which you are as well. And content marketing is providing educational, helpful, intriguing, interesting information which people will engage with. I hope what I produce is engaging. What then happens is that people will follow me and engage me and start to trust me. Now, I'm very guilty of not actually mentioning the services I do, to the point where some people say, I don't know actually how you earn your money. So probably one thing I should do is actually talk a bit more about my services a bit more.
It's a fine balance, isn't it? You know, and the British are a bit funny about that anyway. But you're absolutely right. You've got to earn this right to the business. And by giving back generously with meaningful stuff that promotes you subtly, bit by bit, as the expert in your field, when their time of need comes, you're the first port of call. So no, I absolutely get that. So you use the videos to help to demonstrate your expertise, to get known, and presumably many of the people you interview go on to buy your services as well, possibly. Not that that's the main driver, of
Well,
course.
interestingly, I've moved. I'm moving away. I'm here for the second time to see you. I'm moving away more from suppliers and talking to more estate agents, because that's the same. My audience are estate and
Yes,
letting
yes.
agents. I'm here for you because you're bloody interesting. And then obviously,
look, who's the interviewer? Come on.
Sorry, I went going to turn there. It's awful.
But maybe.
But in terms of the services, I actually now get letting and estate agents contact me and saying, Chris, I know you help estate and letting agents grow their businesses, but I don't necessarily know what you do.
Yeah.
But can you help me? And that's a priceless,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And I have a chat with them and discuss with them and find out what I can do.
Yeah, for sure.
Luckily, I'm in a position that I actually ask the estate agent what they do and how they operate. Mm-hmm. And if they don't fit in with the way I like agents to run, mm-hmm, I will refuse to do business with them.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, so you're imposing your standards on an agency, right? Okay, oh, that's very interesting because, a lot of the time, I mean, when I go out and speak to agents, they'll have a certain way of doing it. They ask me in as a consultant, and I would certainly challenge that,
yes,
challenge those ways of doing it. But I enjoy the opportunity to do so.
Well, I that's not to say I say no all the time. It's quite rare. But one thing which I'm very, very nervous about is working for groups and estate agents, where you have multiple branches.
Yeah.
Where if you're a one-man band, you are the boss and you run the business, because the content marketing technique I suggest about talking about your property market and producing videos about properties that not only you are selling but on the market with other agents and telling people it's a great buy to let deal requires some gumption and also thinking a bit outside the box. Mm. Getting the boss to think that way is hard enough. But getting four branch managers who are with lots of love and respect,
particularly,
not necessarily franchise, but just employees that want to do something on a Monday and get paid on a Friday, getting them to actually realise that you have to do work in January to get the business in a year and 18 months later is really hard.
Yeah.
So my level of whether I accept people or not is as soon as they go over one or two branches, more than one branch, I get very nervous. And when I get to five or six, they almost have to prove to me that they're staff.
Yeah.
Because I've wasted so much time and they've wasted so much money of other people have used my services and given up after 6 months.
Yeah.
Because the problem with content marketing is it just takes a long time for it to kick in,
doesn't it? For sure. That is one thing. Obviously, there's no quick, and we'll wrap up in a moment, but there's no quick fix on content marketing in terms of valuing, putting a value on the activity. Do you have any way of doing that, or do you encourage people to rely on their business intuition?
Well, in terms of what I do or what the agents do?
Well, the reason why they might use your services, because it might be difficult to measure?
Well, luckily, I've got enough clients now. I've been doing it now for over 5 years. Yeah. I've just released a video where one of my clients, who was a number three estate agent in the town, been going 15 years, so he's doing really well for himself, has directly said on camera that using the techniques of the landlord and vendor farming system, he's doubled his turnover directly because of it.
Great.
Yeah, though interestingly, Richard, I've had other people who've been with me for the same length of time, they've probably only grown by 10 or 15%.
Mm.
And it really comes down to is your self-accountability and self-awareness of what you do and how, you know, we both produce decent content, which both of us know will attract people to your agency. Mm. We supply the ammunition, but it's whether the agent actually pulls the trigger and makes sure that the trigger's
it's part of the whole thing is if they already have a bad reputation or they're trying to go out into an area where they're not already well known through other marketing
channels, just don't even do it.
Yeah Drill down deeply first. Absolutely fantastic.
So you know, we don't blame the system. The system works. Your system works. I've got a lot of clients that use you and they think you're amazing, and I know vice versa. But if you don't actually put it into action and make yourself accountable, then it won't work.
Absolutely fantastic. Well done, Chris. Thank you.
Cheers.